जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रव्रजगाचार्य अष्टौत्तर शतहिज लविंग दिवांग्रह सभ शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर के जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास सदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय 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 श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा द्वारिका धाम की जय गंगा मैया की जय यमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्रीमद तुलसी महाराणी की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवर ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स दिवाइन ग्रह सभा शरणारविंद भक्त वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय निथाय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो नलिन नेत्राय वेणुवाद्य विनोदिने राधाधर सुधापान शालिने वनमालिने महाभावस्वरूपास्त्वं कृष्ण प्रिय वरीयसे प्रेम भक्ति प्रदे देवी राधिका त्वं नमोस्तुते। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर 24 चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट नंबर 67 कस त्वत् पदाब्जम् विजहाति पंडितो यस्ते अवमान व्ययमान केतनः विशंक्य अस्यास्मद् गुरुर् अर्चति स्म यद् विनोपपत्तिम् मनवः चतुर्दश कस्त्वत्पदाब्जं विजहाति पंडितो यस्ते वमानव्ययमान केतनः विशंक्य यस्माद् गुरुरर्चितस्मत् विनोपपत्तिं मनवश्चतुर्दश कस्त्वत्पदाब्जं विजहाति पंडितो यस्ते वमानव्ययमान केतनः विशंक्य यस्माद् गुरुरर्चति स्मद्य विनोपपत्तिं मनवश्चतुर्दश कस्त्वत् पदाब्जं विजहाति पंडितो यस्ते वमानव्ययमान केतनः विशंक्ययास्माद् गुरुरर्चति स्मय विनोपपत्तिं मनवश्चतुर्दश Father Joseph. कहा हु त्वत योर पद अब्जम लोटस फीट विजहाति अवॉइड्स पंडित लर्नेड यह हु ते अंटू यू अवमान डिराइडिंग व्ययमान डिक्रीजिंग केतनः दिस बॉडी विशंक्य विदाउट एनी डाउट अस्मत अवर गुरुः स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर फादर अर्चति वर्शिप्स स्म इन द पास्ट यत दैट विना विदाउट उपपतिम agitation, manavaha, the manus, chatus dashaha, 14. The translation and purport by His loving divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you. And the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Purport. The word Pandita means a wise man. Who is actually a wise man? The wise man is described in Bhagavad Gita's 7th chapter, 19th verse, in this way. Bahunam janmanam antityanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in the knowledge surrenders unto me. Knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Thus when the wise man actually becomes wise after many, many births and whimsically attempts at self-realization, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Krishna. Such a Mahatma or learned person knows Krishna, knows that Krishna Vasudev is everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Learned person always think that life is wasted unless they worship Lord Krishna or become his devotee. Srila Rupa Goswami also says that when one becomes an advanced devotee, he understands that he should be reserved and preservant, that is kshantihi, and that he should always engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time, that is avyartha kalatvam. He should also be detached from all material attraction, that is viraktihi, and he should not longe for any material respect in return of his activities, that is mana shunyata, he should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon him, that is asha bandha, and he should always be very eager to serve the Lord faithfully, that is samutkantha. The wise man is always very eager to glorify the Lord by chanting and hearing, that is namagane sadaruchihi. And he is always eager to describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord, that is asaktis tadaguna khyani. He should also be attracted to those places where the Lord had his pastimes, that is pritis tadavasatis thale. These are symptoms of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee or a perfect human being who is actually a wise and a learned cannot give up his service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Although Lord Brahma has a long lifespan, that's like a 4,320,000 and another 1,000 years constitutes 12 hours in a day of Brahma. Brahma is afraid of a death and consequently engages in the devotional service of the Lord. Similarly, all the Manus who appear and disappear during the day of Brahma are also engaged in the Lord's devotional service. In Brahma's one day, 14 Manus appear and disappear. The first Manu is Swayambhuva Manu. Each Manu lives for 71 Yugas, each consisting of 43 lakhs 20,000 years. Although the Manus have such a long lifespan, they still prepare for a next life by engaging in a devotional service of the Lord. In this age, human beings only live for a 60 or 80 years, and even this small lifespan is gradually decreasing. Therefore, it is even more imperative for human beings to take to the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hare. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is often surrounded by envious people, and often many enemies come to try to defeat him or stop him. This is not new in this present age. For even in the days of yore, Prahlad Maharaj, who has engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, was harassed by his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu. The atheists are always prepared to harass a devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested that one be very tolerant of these people. Nonetheless, one has to continue chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and preaching the chanting of this mantra, because such a preaching and chanting constitutes the perfection of life. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making this life perfect in all respects. One should thus engage in the devotional service of the Lord and follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas, beginning with the Lord Brahma and others. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाङ्गदिव्यछविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय श्रीचैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते आराध्य भगवान् व्रजेशतनयस् तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिद् उपासना व्रजवधूवरगेन वा कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमापुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्राधारान्परः हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कस्त्वत्पदाब्जं विजहाति पंडितो यस्तेव मानव्ययमान केतनः विशङ्क्यास्मद्गुररर्चति स्म यद् विनोपपत्तिम् मनवश्चतुर्दश माय डियर लॉर्ड एनी लर्नेड पर्सन नोज दैट अनलेस ही वर्शिप्स यू His entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. These are the prayers offered by Lord Shiva to their lordship. There are 32 verses in which Lord Shiva himself establishes the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Lord Vishnu. And here he says about a wise man. In worldly point of view, who is a learned or who is a wise? Like Chanakya Pandit says that Matravat Paradarishu Paradravyeshu Loshavat Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu Yapashyati Sa Panditaha. Who is Pandita or learned person? Who sees that other's wife as a mother, who considers other's wealth as a stones, and who considers others as himself, and he respects them in that way. In worldly point of view, that person is known as a Pandita. And if you read Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 18th verse, Lord has a different definition for word Pandita. He says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shuni Chaiva Shvapakecha Panditaha Samadarshina. Pandit is he who sees elephant, a learned Brahmana, chandal, and dogs. All of them on an equal level. He is also known as a Pandita. And here, in this purport, Prabhupada says, a wise man, a Pandita is he, who knows that The supreme personality of a Godhead is Lord Krishna, and who worship him, that person is known as a wise or learned person. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyante vasudevam sarvamiti sahamahatma sudhurlabha. That person is very rare. That means to become a pandit is not that easy. Because he should have an understanding that there is only one person who is a supreme, and it's our duty to worship his lotus feet. Generally, people who are learned in different branches of so-called worldly knowledge, they are puffed up about their position and about their knowledge. And that never works out in spiritual life. Because there are some pre-qualification to take up spiritual life, that one has to surrender himself to his spiritual master. Then he has to serve. Then he has to make an inquiry and acquire knowledge from them. It's not that you can hear it from any Tom, Dick, Harry and try to accept spiritual life whimsically. Whimsically means by considering our own rules and regulations and following them, thinking that I'm living a spiritual life. It never works out like that. Because bahunam janmanam ante, after so many lifetimes, a wise person understands. Means you have to be a wise for so many lifetimes, then ultimately at the end you will come to know that vasudevam sarvamiti, that everything comes from Lord Vasudev and he is the proprietor of everything. And then it is possible to become a real pandita or advanced human being. That's what Prabhupada says. He says here, an advanced devotee or a perfect human being who is actually wise and learned cannot give up his service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Means the advanced human being and perfect human being means he who worships the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he tells about that person who is really advanced or a wise. And Prabhupada quotes it here. He gives these 9 different symptoms or characteristics of that wise person. Actually, this verse comes in a Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, somewhere, I think, 23rd chapter. Yeah, 23rd chapter. That verse is 19th and 18th. Where Lord Chaitanya is instructing Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami has written down that verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first part, 3rd chapter. There are 2 verses, 25 and 26. There he mentions that kshantir avyartha kalatvam viraktir manya shunyatam ashavandaha samatkantha namagane sadaruche asaktihi tada gunakhyane pritis tada vasati sthale ityadayo anubhava syujata bhavankura jane. There he says, a person who is really advanced, he is qualified with one quality, and that is shantir, means tolerance. Because in the last part of the purport, Prabhupada says that one is engaged in the devotional service, he is often surrounded by envious people. And often many enemies come to try to defeat him or stop him. So it's not that you are in a very conducive environment where you can perform your devotional service. It's not that easy. Scriptures are written by a wise man. they meditated on the Lord, Lord revealed that knowledge in their heart and they're given to us. And that's why they say that to take up a spiritual life is not that easy. Shurasya dhara durgham pataste. This path of spiritual life, it is like a walking on a razor. That's why very few people, they can take up a spiritual life. And as said in the scripture, that this age of Kali is sarva sadhana badakaha. Whatever process you want to accept in your spiritual life to make your human life perfect, this yuga, this age, creates obstacles. And Prabhupada says that this is not a new in this present age. For even the days of yore, even the age of Satya Yuga also, it was not that conducive to perform devotional service. Person like, or great devotee like a Prahlad Maharaj, he got harassed by his own father. Then what to speak of others? That's why whoever wants to take up the spiritual life, he has to develop a quality of tolerance. And who is advanced in spiritual life, he is qualified by that one quality. Kshanti. And Prabhupada gives example of Prahlad Maharaj. He tolerated everything. Whatever damn thing done by his father to harass him, he accepted as a Lord's mercy. Then the next quality that he points out is avyartha kalatva. That's very important. Because in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that labdhva sudurlabham bahu janmanante. This human form of a life that we have achieved, that after so many lifetimes, what he says, bahu sambhavante. Sambhava means like a one life, and in that one life one has so many desires. As many desires that person has in that particular form of a species, that many times he has to take birth in that particular species to fulfill his own sense gratifying desires. Then just think that how many years that we have taken to get this human form of a life. And after getting that, if we don't realize the value of time, then what's the use? In Bhajan Rahasya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prominently takes out this particular point and gives more emphasis. Avyartha kalatva. Which means effectual use of one's time. As Prabhupada said that one, he should engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time. What is the waste of time? Time pass. We never pass time, but time passes us. There are so many things. If generally you travel, you will hear that somebody comes, time pass mungfali, time pass this, time pass that. So this is not a time pass. Time is passing us. So the person, he should not waste his time. And what is the waste of time? In first canto of one purport, I think it's in 5th chapter, where he explains about the glory of hearing from sadhus and reading Vedic scriptures. The modern day time pass is reading newspapers, magazines, novels, which are full of sense gratification. Seeing television, this is what the waste of time. And person who knows real value of time, he never does that. Like even material point of view, Chanakya Pandit also says that Ayushaha kshana ekopi kvar swarna koti bhirna labhyate. If you spend crores of golden coins, you can't get back one moment of your life. Then if you really understand the value of your own life, on top of that a human form of a life, which very rarely has obtained, There's one wonderful analogy has given to make understand how person he misused his human form of life. Like one blind person is arrested in one fault which has 84 lakh openings. But there is only one opening which is opened, from where he can go out. And he is a blind, so he can't see. Then what he has to do? He has to put his hand on the wall and he has to continuously walk, so that wherever there is an opening, he can go out. So that blind person, he was walking, 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 and when he came to the exactly the open door, he got a eardrop itching. And he took out his hand from the wall and he started scratching his hand. And same time he was walking. So what happened? He missed the chance and he went ahead. Again he put his hand on the wall and again started running around. We may laugh at him, but that's what we are. In the human form of life also, that itching sensation is there. And we miss that opening. That's why one has to be very careful. Don't miss that chance by wasting our time for so many other things which are not relevant to make progress in a spiritual life. And for that we can see the lives of our acharyas, how they have utilized their time. Like Sachinananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm pointing out this one because most of our followers, they are grihasthas. And always they have a very lame excuse that we don't have a time. We are so busy, we have so many responsibilities. But look at the life of Sachinananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Who was he? Was a common man? Yeah, he was a common man. He gave a birth like 10 kids. He had 10 children. He took care of them. They were all well educated. It's not that today there is a particular community, they just give birth just to increase their popularity in the whole world. They don't care about them. Like cats and dogs, they produce kids. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave birth to 10 children. All they were well educated. One of them is a glorious son, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was a lifelong celibate and greatest acharya of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He took care of his old responsibilities. On top of that, in material point of view, he was the most responsible person. Just imagine a British government. They used to call all Indians as a nigger, black race, who does not have an intelligence, like animals they used to consider. But this gave him so much value, they put a special train for him, from his office to his home, just for two bogies. One is Indian and second is his one bogie from where he can escort to his office. They valued so much for him. That means he has so much responsibilities. Whatever decision government has to make, they used to first consult what's his name? Thakur? No. His Karmi name. What it may be. Kedarnath Dutt. They used to take his opinion to make decision. And on top of that, being a grihastha, he took care of his kids. Very wonderfully, he has dealt with all his responsibilities. He was so expert that other magistrate, they used to take 2 hours, 3 hours to study one case. And within 50 minutes, he used to solve 30 cases. Can you imagine? That's why so many British officers also, they were jealous of him. How this person can get done? And after doing all that things, he used to have a time to chant his own rounds. Not only that, he had a time to write 125 books in four languages. He wrote in Persian language, he wrote in Sanskrit, he wrote in Bengali, he wrote in English. And he showed that how one can utilize his time. And if someone is an advanced human being, and as Prabhupada says, a devotee, then he should know how to use his time. Then the next quality that he points out, that is viraktir, detachment from worldly enjoyment. If someone gets strongly attached to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and his service, then automatically he gets detached from the worldly enjoyments. Like, again, we come back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One of his high court judges that time in Calcutta was his friend. And he wrote in his book about Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Kedarnath Dutt is such a wonderful personality. He's such a learned and wise man. Whenever you go with any problem, he has always solution for that in spiritual point of view. You may take any damn subject of this world, he will convert it into spiritual thing and he will come back to the real identity of the person. That was his expertise. And that's why they have awe and reverence for him. Any damn material worldly enjoyment thing also, if you go and discuss with him, he will get it back to the spiritual life. And people were so much attracted by that. Then just think, he has a time for others also. Then people may think, oh, he was a siddha, so he can do it. No, he showed it. By accepting this human form of a life, he showed it how to use this form. For which purpose it has meant. It is not just meant to have a sex like a cats and dogs and produce cats and dogs. It is meant to achieve something substantial, tangible in this human form of a life. Then the next point he says that mana shunyata. The person who has advanced in spiritual life, he is having this quality of mana shunyata. That is absence of pride. They are prideless. Like in the life of His Divine Grace. Once he was giving lecture somewhere in California and he was explaining about Chaturvarna system. And he said that first class is Brahmanas, second class is Kshatriyas, third class are Vaishyas and fourth class and they are Kshudras. Then one student, he just got up and he said, Swamiji, which class does you belong? What do you think yourself? Then in very grave voice, in very serious tone, Prabhupada folded his hands and he said, I'm lowest than all these classes. I'm their servant. And look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Such a great person for whom British government adored. When he was ordered by Jagannath Das Babaji that at the place of this Yogapit, at the place of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, please construct one temple. Then this same Kedarnath Babu, he went to Calcutta door to door to beg donation from the people to construct a temple. Now, we think that we may go in Mercedes car or BMW and ask for donation, then we'll get. No. It comes by your prideless nature. Like once in Gaudiya temple, there was a big kiosk. And they said, they went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, Gurudev, few of the sannyasis, they won't go out and they don't do preaching and don't get money for temple. Some are just sitting here and chanting their rounds. We have to do something. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, if you think that you are going out and getting money, that is your nonsense. If you sit in temple and do your sadhana perfectly, money will come automatically. And he showed it. He said, from tomorrow onwards, no one will go out for any collection. Be in the temple, everyone should sit together and chant. And they did it. And the next day they saw the result. The money came in abundance. They never collected that much for years together. That much came in that next day. Because when one chants, he becomes prideless. And that only attracts the Lord's mercy. And mercy in different forms then. Then another example that particularly given by Rupa Goswami himself in, I think, Madhurya Kadambini about this particular quality. He gives example of Maharaj Bhagirath. Everyone know Maharaj Bhagirath. By his endeavor, Mother Ganges is there on this earthly planet. This Maharaj Bhagirath, he was so much absorbed in the love of Godhead, he renounced his kingdom. He left everything. And he used to go out and beg, and he used to survive. And he used to beg where? In enemy's kingdom. For a Kshatriya to beg, it's not that easy. But the same Kshatriya, if he has taken the devotional service and absorbed in the thinking of the Lord, then he becomes totally prideless. Manashunyata. Then he went and he was begging in his enemy's kingdoms. Then the next quality that he points out, that is Asha Bandha. That is steadfast hope that Krishna will be... Sorry. Asha Bandha is the hope that Krishna will bestow His mercy. They know that my Lord is there and He will shower His mercy upon me. And because of that, they never get frustrated. Otherwise, people in the material world, if you say, they endeavor for something. And if they won't get it, they get frustrated. They commit suicide. Because they don't understand the value of human form of life. And devotees, they do. They do understand the value of human form of a life. And they have hopes. These hopes are not for the sense gratification, but for protection of their own lives. And they know that Krishna is there and He will protect. Like there is one story in one of the Upanishads. There was one boy. He was not knowing that who is his father. And he used to go to Gurukul, and I think what's his name? Galav? Gobil. What's? Huh? Satyakama. Achha. So, once he was learning from Gautama Rishi. So once Gautama Rishi, he asked him that for last whole year you are crossing this forest and coming to my ashram every day. You never felt fear in your heart that some animal will come and that will eat you? He said no. He asked why? Because my mother says that my elder brother is there in the forest and whenever I call he will come and he will protect me. So I said, who is your elder brother? He said, Shyam. So who is that? No, he is my elder brother and whenever I feel hungry in the forest, I call him, he comes with a buttermilk, he gives me and I ate that. So can you show me that? So I don't know whether he will be ready to come in front of you or not. Then he said, okay. He wanted to check it out. So he said, tomorrow is like a last day of our Gurukul and you should get something for me as a Guru Dakshana. And he said, what? Get some yogurt in the pot which has thousands of holes. And you have to get it. Then he was started thinking, how I can get that? It's not possible. He said, okay, he will do it. My elder brother is right, he will do it. He came to the forest, he called for the Lord. Because mother said that your elder brother is Shyam and he is there. And he had a full faith in that. So Lord came and he gave him. Everything is possible for Lord. So he gave him that pot with the yogurt and he said, go ahead. And then Gautama Rishi understood that this person is really advanced whom Lord is protecting, because he has a full faith that any case, my Lord is going to save me. That quality we can say prominently in Prahlad Maharaj also. Hiranyakashipu tried everything. We can't even imagine that much harassment that Prahlad Maharaj has gone through. And he knows, ultimately my Lord wants, then I am going to survive. He does not, then what's the use of that? Then the next quality he points out about Samutkantha, means very eager to worship their Lordship. They are always eager. Like sometimes we say in our Brahmachari ashram life or when we are in a temple, I don't have enough services. Like morning dressing, night dressing, then whole day, I don't have any service. That is a lame excuse. There are so many services. If you have a desire, each moment you have a service. Like that story, the very famous story of Hanumanji. Everybody knows about that. No. When the Lordship came back to Ayodhya, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they thought, even Sita Maharani, they thought, now it's enough. Let Hanumanji go away. We'll take care of our Lord and we will serve him. So they had made a list that what Bharat will do, what Lakshman will do, what Shatrughna will do, what Mata Sita will do, and they have everything. Whatever possible services there for the whole day for their Lordship, they have made a list and divided into these four people. And they made sure that there should be nothing for Lord, for Hanuman. Okay, then they came and they told it to Hanumanji, Baba, these are the things and now it's better you can. He has gone through the whole list. Then he said, one service is left. Then they were amazed. They said, how is it possible? We four, we used our whole brain and our years together experience with Lord Ramachandra. So we know what he wants and what time, what are the things are there. So everything is listed. Then he said, when Lord Ramachandra will yawn, someone has to do like this. So I'm always there. So he made that he will be always with their Lordship. So devotees are always expert in finding out the ways to render service. It's not that they don't have any service. It is always there. What you need to have a desire to do it. Then the next quality he points it out, that is Namagane Sadaruchi. That is always very eager to glorify their Lordship. By chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And always hear about him. And same thing Lord says in Bhagavad Gita also. If you remember, there is one particular verse where Lord says, these are the qualities of my devotees. Who are they? Machyuta madagata pranaha bodhayanti parasparam kathayantasya mam nitya tushyanti charamanti sho. This is what the quality of devotee. He is always absorbed in the thinking of the Lord. His mind always dwells in the thought of Lord. He is always take pleasure in discussing and glorifying about the Lord's wonderful activities. These are the qualities of devotees. Kathayantasya mam nitya tushyanti charamanti sho. Nitya, constantly. So it's not that we are not having service. We are having service. Nitya, continuously. About thinking about Lord, about glorifying Him. And like, if you think that how much we can glorify, just look at Ananta Shesha. With His Ananta mouth, innumerable mouths, for time innumerable, He is glorifying the activities of the Lord, and it they have not finished. So if someone wants to just engage in discussing about the Lord, then whatever lifespan you have, it is very short. So the next quality he said, that asakti tada guna khyane. If someone has an attachment for Lord's wonderful activities, then definitely he gets rid of this material world. He never bothers about that. And that's what the Maharaj Prahlad, when he offers prayers to Lord Narasimha, he prominently makes it out. He said, Naivo Dvijay Paradurutara Vaitaranyas Tvad Gayan Tvad Virya Gayana Mahamrata Magna Chetaha. See, my Lord, I am not bothered about my suffering in this material world because they will not affect me. Why? Tvad Gayana Virya Maha Amrita Magna Chetaha. My mind is always engaged in glorifying your wonderful activities. So these things in the material world, they never work, act on me. But I am bothered about them. Who? Vimukha Chetasa. Who has turned their faces from you. And their mind is always absorbed in something else rather than you. I am cared, I am concerned about them. So this is the one quality of the devotee. They are always attached to describe, to think, to remember the wonderful activities of their Lordship. And the last quality that Rupa Goswami points out, that is Preeti Tada Vasati Sthale. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains about that in his one of the songs, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. What he says there? Gaura amara jesavasthane bhramilo anandarange sesavasthane heribo ami pranaya bhakati sange. How I will go and see all these places? By myself? No. Pranayi bhakata sange. Pranayi means who is in love with whom? Their Lordship. If you go along with them, then that dham gets revealed to you. Otherwise, it's like a eye exercise. In the words of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. People, they go for their eye exercise. Not for seeing the holy dham. Because it can't be revealed to your mundane eyes. Like our Guru Maharaj used to say that if you want to see dham, see through ears. Hear it from pure devotee, then he reveals that dham in front of you. Because he has strong attachment for that place where Lord has performed wonderful activities. Preeti Tada Vasati Sthale. So these are the qualities of an advanced human being. And Prabhupada says, it's necessary. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making this life perfect in all respects. If someone adopt or try to imbibe these qualities, then this human form of a life is perfected. And Prabhupada says in the last line of this purport that one should thus engage in the devotional service of the Lord and follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas, beginning with Lord Brahma and others. If you want to perfect our human form of a life, then we have to follow their footsteps. Maybe tedious because of our contamination of heart. But once we get into this process, definitely we are going to achieve our goal. So we have to show our consistency on this path. And that comes by the association of devotees. And His Divine Grace has given us such a wonderful platform where we can come together, associate with each other, discuss whatever He has given to us and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Randhara Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki Samaveita Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.